Hi, I'm Mark Budd.
And I'm Jair Brooks Davis.
And we're from Mark and Jair Explain Sports.
This is a tripod production.
The following is a tripod production. Do not attempt to adjust your dial.
Mark Budd and Jair Brooks Davis, two friends growing up in the Big Apple, two friends who became sports writers at the top of their craft. Mark, the assistant sports editor of Drexel University's The Triangle. Jair, the color commentator and reporter at Curry College. On their own, they give their own unique insights. However, together, Mark and Jair explain sports.
So Mark, how's everything going with you, especially in a time like this with the coronavirus going on?
Well, Jair, it's been a difficult time. Obviously, it's not under good circumstances. No one can hang out with each other. Classes are online. But you get to spend a lot of time with family during times like this, and that's important, to be around your family, and this is the best opportunity for it. You're going to be spending a lot of time with them, so you might as well embrace it. Also, having my dogs here is really nice. Got two dogs, and that's been helpful a lot. You should get a dog, Jair. But yeah, the coronavirus hasn't only affected us as a society, but it also has affected the sports landscape. Specifically, right now, the NBA and the NHL are on lockdown. They're temporarily suspended. The NFL, they had to do free agency online pretty much. No one could meet, go to facilities. But starting off with the NBA, do you think it's going to come back soon? Like, I think a summer playoffs would be awesome, but it's just a matter of if that can happen.
Well, Mark, I think that summer playoffs would be awesome. I think that when... Let's say the NBA does come back, I think that they should just finish up, that they should just end that, they should just end the regular season right there and go ahead into the playoffs. That's my opinion.
Don't you think guys will be rusty? I think that they need at least a few tune-up games. I think that they should start this, they should have five regular season games. That way guys who are in the playoffs can get some reps in, because I know they want to play. And that way guys getting ready for the playoffs can prepare and get back into the swing of things, because they've been on a layoff for so long.
I actually think that's a really good idea. So five more regular season games, and whoever is 1-8 between the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference, they just go right into the playoffs. You know,
yeah.
One plays the 8-7 and so on and so forth. I actually think that's a really good idea, Mark.
If the season comes back, I didn't even think about this until now. If the season does come back through the summer, what are they going to do about the NBA draft? Are they going to move it back? Or are they going to have the draft during the playoffs?
You also have to think about what time period the NBA playoffs could end, or if they could push the draft back until maybe August or September, maybe October, for all we know. It depends on when the NBA season could come back, if it does come back, actually.
And now if the NBA season does come back, this may affect the NBA moving forward. They might now start at different times. They might have a different start date than they usually do. Usually they come in October. So if this happens, they might not come in until December. And we'll always have the NBA playoffs in the summer, which I would like personally. I think it would be fun.
I think it would be fun too, Mark. But can I ask you a good question right here?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Wasn't it a topic years ago of shortening the NBA season?
Yeah, it was.
So wouldn't it be good next year, or the 2020-2021 season, to do a test run of shortening an NBA season and seeing with players on how it felt versus playing an 82-game season?
I agree with that. I think that maybe having like a 60-game season would be beneficial, but also – I don't know if every guy would like that, because they wouldn't have as many opportunities to get the best stats possible, especially guys in contract years. Personally, I feel like they would want more games to prove themselves worthy of getting, say, a max contract or more money than they were expected to get.
I see the side of that, Mark. It can go both ways.
So, Jair, moving on to other sports, another sport that was affected was MLB, which was supposed to start this past week, and obviously it hasn't. The league has temporarily stopped play. But there have been injuries, including one of Noah Syndergaard on the Mets. And I know we've had a disagreement on this, but so Noah Syndergaard opted to get surgery recently during this time, which I think is inappropriate, but Jair, you don't think it is?
No, Mark. I think that, well, Mark, can you explain your viewpoint on why, and I can explain my point of view?
Yeah, so I think that Noah Syndergaard, I think it's selfish of him and the Mets to have him get surgery right now during this time of where people need medical attention because their lives are at risk and the whole country is shut down. I think that a professional baseball player who's making millions of dollars can wait to get the surgery until everyone else can live their daily lives. So he shouldn't have an advantage. Because if I needed to get Tommy John surgery, for example, I couldn't get that surgery right now because I'm not a pro athlete. I don't have that kind of resources. But because of who he is and what team he's on and what he does for a living, he gets those advantages, and I just don't think that's fair. It's considering what's going on in the country right now. I think that all the medical attention deserves to go to people who are affected with this virus. And if you're not affected with this virus, then you should stay home and quarantine like everyone else is.
Well, my opinion on that is that if Noah Syndergaard had the opportunity to meet with a specialist, and he already has had the surgery done, if he had the opportunity to meet with a specialist and get the surgery done as quick as possible, and I'm talking about a specialist for Tommy John's surgery, not just a specialist, just a regular doctor, like a specialist for handling a Tommy John surgery, I think that it's completely fine. In all honesty, I would be saying the same thing about any other baseball player that there was. And my viewpoint is, Mark, if he were to sit longer and get the surgery done in, let's say, the end of the summer, the beginning of the fall, he would put himself at risk to make...
He wouldn't be getting the surgery then, because ideally, this quarantine period is going to end within a month or a little longer than that. So he'll be getting this. He would have had a surgery in like less than 2 months, probably.
Yeah, Mark, but still though, he would be putting
it's
himself,
not much of a difference.
But Mark, he would still be putting himself in position to miss a good chunk of the 2021.
Yeah, that's the problem though. He cares more about that than like what's going on in the world. Like that's
Mark, but Mark, that's his money right there. He's going
to be people have no jobs right now. He's still getting paid.
I get that, Mark, but still, he has a right to help himself prepare for the game that he played all of his life for.
Yeah, but also there's other more important things going on in the world right now than his arm. Like,
but Mark, if he's able to meet with a specialist, someone will just meet with the specialist, get the surgery done, and then that was that, which has already happened. I don't understand, like, the crime against that.
The only reason why he can meet with a specialist, though, is because of who he is. Going back again, if this was my situation, I wouldn't be able to meet with a specialist because they're closed.
Mark, he would have been putting himself in a position where he could miss a good majority of the 2021 Major League Baseball season.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, how is that fine? That's fine for you, but that's not fine for him.
Yeah, well, the rest of the world has to deal with it, so should he. Anyway.
Mark, he's a baseball player. You want to play. What's the problem with him?
He wants to play, but there's bigger things going on in the world than his arm and his future contract. But moving on, what do you think of Luis Severino getting injured for the Yankees?
I think that the Yankees are still in a position where they can win the AL East. I think that it's obviously a serious injury, but I still think that the Yankee offense can overpower opposing pitching. That's my opinion.
And before this, since the season hasn't started yet, who was your team to win? And do you think that their chances of winning have been affected because of this?
Well, Mark, who was my team to win? I'm a diehard Mets fan. You know, I'm always trying to think positive, but, you know, the Mets have always let me down.
Be realistic here.
Realistically, it's hard. Well, I didn't really have many picks because, I mean, it was just spring training. Ooh. I think Washington had a very good chance, even though they lost Anthony Rendon.
Over the Dodgers?
I think that they're honestly really even.
I think the Dodgers, I think it was going to be the Dodgers and the Yankees, and I think it still will be. But I think that because of this long break, I think that it will help out some other team who was overlooked. Just kind of like last year when the Nationals kind of came out of nowhere and just destroyed everybody. I feel like that could happen again this year.
I'm in agreement with you, Mark. I am in agreement with you.
Sorry, what were you saying?
No, go ahead, Mark. I didn't have much to say. Well, actually, let me just make one point before we move on. The Astros, they also
have... Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention them. Please talk about the Astros.
Well, the Astros, they have a reason for motivation, especially with the whole entire sign-stealing scandal. And I personally think that MLB should have cracked down more on them. Absolutely. As in, like, putting in a playoff ban for a couple of seasons.
That's what happens to college teams. Louisville, under Rick Pitino, they got their championship vacated. So why didn't that happen to the Astros?
And I spoke to
some... And, sorry, the Astros were... The Louisville, they weren't cheating, like, in the game like the Astros were, which isn't as bad. They were doing sketchy stuff with recruiting violations, but that, to me, isn't as bad as actually cheating during a game.
I'm in agreement with you, though. I believe that it says in the Major League Baseball rulebook that you cannot use audio or video to obtain...
Any rulebook, not just baseball.
Well, I mean, you're not supposed to obtain audio or video to get...
Like when your Patriots were recording the Jets?
And, I mean, you know, you're banging on a trash can inside of a dugout, you know, bang, 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 bang. Or if you do like one bang, it's a fastball, or two bangs, it's a breaking ball. You know, I'm in disagreement with that.
All right. So moving on from MLB, what are your thoughts on NFL free agency? For me, I felt that given all this drama, well, not drama, but everything that's going on with the coronavirus, the NFL free agency was kind of a good distraction, and there was so much going on, so many fun trades and interesting signings. Like the DeAndre Hopkins trade came out of nowhere, which I think it was one of the dumbest trades of all time by the Texans general manager Bill O'Brien, who's like destroying his own team. What do you think of DeAndre Hopkins getting traded to the Cardinals from the Texans, and the Texans getting a old running back, David Johnson, and not even a first-round pick?
Well, my opinion on the DeAndre Hopkins trade was, you know, it's good for him to go to a new home, and also Houston has had some bad playoff losses over the past few years.
I think they're not even going to get to the playoffs now because they just lost their best player, though.
Well, I mean, if I were DeAndre Hopkins, I'd be happy for a new start. Maybe I would have wanted to go to a team like the Green Bay Packers or something like that and team up with the
Rodgers. I'd be excited to go to the Cardinals because they have Kyler Murray and a legend like Larry Fitzgerald still there, and the warm weather. And I think that's – I'd rather play there than the Texans.
What's your opinions on the Tom Brady signing with Tampa Bay?
I think that the Bucs are – immediate contenders for the Super Bowl. I think that the Tampa Bay offense can be lethal. Tom Brady has two top 10 wide receivers in the league, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. I don't know if he's ever had that before in his career. He's had dominant wide receivers, but I don't think he's had two at the same time. And I think that offense is going to be incredible. While they had success with Jameis last year, he just threw way too many picks. Jameis threw 30 interceptions last year, and Brady only threw 8. So you put that into perspective, and it just, you'll win more games because you won't be turning the ball over as much. I think that they'll win at least 10 games next year, and I think they'll be a legitimate threat. But because Brady just got there and it will be only under 1 year, I think I won't be surprised if they have an early playoff exit. I think the Eagles have improved a lot this year, and they haven't even gotten to the draft yet. They completely reshaped their defensive backs, bringing in Pro Bowler Darius Slay and Nickell Robey-Coleman, who's famous. Jair, you know him.
Nickell Robey-Coleman.
Famous.
Him going up against New Orleans. I'll never forget that one.
One of the biggest stories this offseason, though, has been Teddy Bridgewater becoming the quarterback for the Carolina Panthers, replacing Cam Newton, they basically gave up on Cam Newton. What do you think of that? And no one has been interested to sign him. What do you think of that?
I think that it's, well, you know, it definitely sucks for Cam Newton. I feel like it would be good for him to get an opportunity to be a backup quarterback, or him just to be fully healthy, him getting himself to be fully healthy. I know that injuries have played a significant role in his decline from winning MVP several years ago.
I think that a team like the Patriots should sign him because they currently don't have a quarterback. He would be a good fit. Belichick could use him a lot, and the fact that he runs the ball would bring a new type of style to New England they haven't had before, and it would give them an opportunity to stay in the playoff hunt. If they go to someone like Jared Stidham, they're not going to make the playoffs, which I wouldn't mind. But I also don't want the Patriots to be really bad, because then there's a chance that they get Trevor Lawrence and then they'll win championships again and they'll be the next Tom Brady, which I don't want to happen. So I'm hoping that the Patriots win some games this year so they can't draft Trevor Lawrence.
I know that Cam Newton is working out a lot, though, and that's a very good sign to see. But it would also be interesting if even a guy like Jameis Winston, if he went to a place like New England. I think that Jameis Winston should go to a place like Green Bay where he could serve as a backup to Aaron Rodgers. But even for Jameis Winston, to see if Bill Belichick could help revitalize his career would be very good. And also, Bill Belichick has a reason to have motivation this season, or to at least be a playoff team, especially since losing Brady, because a lot of the discussions for many years have been who is more important to how the Patriots have been successful, Bill Belichick or Tom Brady.
And they chose Bill Belichick.
They did. So,
well, though, I don't blame them, because Brady's about to turn, what, 43, 42? That's very old. He's still good, but realistically, he only has like a year or two of productive play left, which I understand why the Bucks went after him, because they feel that they have a roster to win now. And with Brady, they feel they can go above.
Well, Mark, I'm in agreement with you right there, because Brady is 42 years old and he's in really good shape. And I give him a lot of credit, though. As he got older, he's like, well, you know, they say that he's like fine wine. But
like LeBron likes fine red wine.
Well, LeBron-esque. So, but for Tom Brady in his situation to go to an offense like Tampa Bay, it's a really good scenario for him, and especially if that O-line has a chance just to hold the defense back, you know. And if Tom Brady stays healthy, I think that they can make some noise, and especially go up against a team like New Orleans.
I agree. So going back to the NBA, who do you think would have the best chance in the playoffs if they did that formula that I talked about, where they would play five games and then go straight into the postseason? Which NBA team do you think would have the best chance to win?
Well, Mark, I think that
and also how much do you think this layoff is going to affect you? Like teams like the Lakers, who were like dominating, having this long layoff, what do you think it's going to make a big difference? Or, and do you think teams like the Sixers, who are struggling, are all of a sudden going to start playing well? Like, what do you think?
I think that with the Lakers, the Lakers are the number one seed in the Western Conference. I don't think that necessarily they were automatically going to win the title, but I think that they had a very good chance to. I think that a guy like LeBron would try to, let's say if the NBA started up in another 3 weeks, and if they said, oh, well, we're going to have a week full of training camp or a week and a half of training camp, I think that LeBron would actually have a chance to get into his team and push them back into playing form with each other, or, well, playing shape, or I think that he would definitely get the team back into, you know, well, he would definitely help bring the chemistry back for the team.
I also think that a guy like LeBron having 2 months off is really beneficial. I think he'll be scary good, especially everything that's happened this year to the Lakers, the NBA. I think LeBron's extremely motivated, and I think this will only help him. And he was already playing at MVP level, so I think that his game is just going to go above and beyond. And I also think that going back going to the Eastern Conference, a team like the 76ers. I know I'm a Sixers fan, but before this season got suspended, Ben Simmons wasn't playing and the team was struggling on the road. But I think if he's healthy now, and I think that would be a great opportunity for him to showcase his skills and for the team to prove all the doubters wrong. But they also could just go back into their old habits, and they still have Brett Brown as a coach. So I don't have a lot of hope, but I think this helped a little bit.
Well, Mark, speaking of Brett Brown and the Sixers, what do you think is wrong with them? Where do you think they messed up?
I think that they messed up last year after the season not firing him. I know that the players backed him up, but seeing what happened so far this year, there was no reason to keep Brett Brown. It seems like the team took a backward step from where they were last year. I know Al Horford isn't the greatest fit, but I feel like a guy with more discipline, like Mark Jackson or someone such as Jay Wright, who has a winning culture, and Villanova, would help the Sixers a lot. And I think Brett Brown, I think he's a good player developer, developing guys like Furkan Korkmaz and Shake Milton. But I think that he was so used to losing when the Sixers were really bad. He was coaching them to like 10 win seasons. And now that they're better and in the playoff race, he doesn't really know what to do because he's so used to not being successful. I think there's a difference when you bring in a guy like Mark Jackson or Jay Wright, who has a winning culture and is used to winning and knows what it takes. I mean, that will help advance the team. Whereas Brett Brown, I don't think he knows how to do that.
Well, I can see Mark Jackson being a major candidate for the Philadelphia 76ers. I also heard something about Jimmy Butler not knowing who was really in charge of the 76ers.
Yeah, when you hear a player say that, that's what backs up my point why he shouldn't. The coach is in charge. Like, I think he's afraid to get the players angry. And you don't want to have a player, you don't want to have a coach who's scared to confront players or call them out or have some discipline. I think Brett Brown is too nice.
Well, that may be, well, who knows? It's going to be interesting this upcoming summer to see what the 76ers do. I'm wondering, what do you think is going to happen to Al Horford this summer?
I think he should be traded at the end of the offseason, during the offseason. But if the playoffs come back and the team all of a sudden has a lot of success, I don't know. I don't have much confidence under Brett Brown. But, Jair, before we end, I would like to hear from you. Who, if the season does resume, what's your pick to be the NBA Finals matchup?
After thinking about several things, and I'm sorry if I like go a lot more into depth, I can see the Lakers in the finals surpassing probably, well, I'll say the Nuggets. I think that the Clippers have a good chance to make it to the NBA Finals, but I do believe in Kawhi Leonard. However, an issue that I think that is with the Clippers is his load management and how good is his chemistry with Paul George. Mm-hmm. So I'd say that helps bring the Lakers up more. But I think that the Lakers, that a Lakers Bucks or a Lakers Celtics NBA Finals could be highly realistic.
Yeah, I agree with the Lakers in the Western Conference spot, but I would say you should watch out for the Toronto Raptors to make a push because they're used to winning. They're a veteran team. They're tough. I think they know how to get to Giannis. They did last year. I think they can do it again.
Even without Kawhi Leonard?
Yeah.
Pascal Siakam, though. I have to give that man a lot of credit.
Jair, it's been good talking to you, man. It sucks that we can't talk about actual results. But yeah. This is a great first show with you, man. I'm looking forward to continuing this.
Yes, sir.
Before we end, I want to give a shout out to Tay on the track. Gave us an awesome intro.
Tay on the track, major thank you.
And We also want to mention to not forget to follow our social media handles for Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's at XSportsDrexel. That's EXSportsDrexel. And shout out to Armand, who helped set this whole podcast and put it together. We wouldn't be here without you. Thanks, man.
Thank you, Armand.
And we're looking forward to talking with you guys next week.
Thank you so much, Mark.
To listen to more Tripod Productions, go to thetriangle.org/podcasts.